Hello, followers. This is Kristen Kaufman, the week of Thanksgiving 2019. I hope y'all are doing well and are off to a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday week. For those of y'all who have not been following me over the last number of years, I'm in the business of helping people create the lives they want without giving up the creature comforts that they want. As a recovering corporate executive, as I like to refer to myself, I've actually been building out entrepreneurial businesses for the last 15 plus years and have published 3 books and have really just had a marvelous time creating the life that I want. And now I feel like it's my calling, if not my mission, to help others do the same. So today what I wanted to do is to take a step back and actually share some thoughts about what I am most thankful for. It actually came to me because I ran across a blog that I'd written, believe it or not, almost 10 years ago. And this was when my parents were still alive and our family had a completely different picture than it does now, because now my family consists of myself and my sister Gretchen, and it's really been a complete shift over the last 18 months. So what I'd like to share today is actually some what I would call big picture things for which I'm thankful, to hopefully give you perspective and maybe give you pause for cause, if you will, about what you're most thankful for. And then I'd like to close out with some what I would call a list of my most favorite things that, again, maybe will give you pause for cause and give you, something to think about as you're driving home for the holidays, or maybe as you're sitting drinking a cup of tea or a glass of wine. So I'll start off with what I am most thankful for. I am most thankful for my precious, wise, and treasured parents. Though they are no longer with me on the planet, the role model and the example that they set over the 58 years that I had them in my lives was something that I will always be grateful for. I am thankful for my loyal, loving sister Gretchen, who continues to push and pull me to become the best human being that I can be, and who is my life partner in life. I'm thankful for friends who see me for who I am and still love me. I'm thankful for people who challenge me through their words and deeds, making me stronger, wiser, and more insightful. I am thankful for clients who continue to amaze and inspire me with their commitment to their growth and excellence in their lives and in their work. I am grateful for my health, which was frankly quite tentative about 2 years ago, and I am a living testimony that healthcare has come a long way. So if you've been given a bad diagnosis, don't take it as gospel. There definitely is hope. I am grateful for my intact mind, which continues to have an unquenchable thirst for growth and exploration. I am grateful for the roof over my head, food to eat, and clothing to keep me warm. I am thankful for our freedom to live, believe, and do precisely what we want. I am thankful for the troops who continue to sacrifice for these freedoms. I am thankful for my precious dog, Lulu, who brings me unconditional love to everyone she meets. I am thankful for our world, with all the diverse people, the exquisite gifts of nature, beautiful music and art, and all the sensory experiences which make my life rich beyond measure. And I am thankful for our divine creator, who gives us these riches and continues to bless each and every one of us through our individual and collective lives experiences. So I wanted to close out our podcast by reading just a few of my favorite things. And again, I would encourage you during this Thanksgiving holiday to think about those things which make your life rich. And amazingly, most, if not all, of my favorite things cost nothing. In fact, they're free. So here are just a few. Cuddling with Lulu, my most precious rescued white schnauzer. The smell of freshly cut grass. The sound of birds singing as the sun comes up each day. Any moonscape, full moon, crescent moon, basically any moon on any night. Beethoven Symphony No. 9 with a full chorus. Someone intently listening to anything I have to say. The season's first snow. A Texas sunset. Memories of my mother and daddy. Hummingbirds. The Book of Ecclesiastes. The smell of anything with cinnamon brewing on the stove. Unconditional love and support from friends. Sincere, heartfelt hugs. Flowers in bloom. Butterflies. A crackling fire. Crawling in between fresh, crisp, clean cotton sheets. Traveling somewhere anywhere I have never been. A cool breeze on a summer night. A warm bath after a good workout. Uncontrollable belly laughter. Peanut butter on a spoon right out of the jar. Quiet solitude. Rainy days with nothing on my to-do list. A glass of the Prisoner red wine. The Prisoner red wine is one of my favorite bottles. If you've never had the Prisoner, definitely try it. Freshly smoked salmon with capers. Looking out upon large bodies of water, fresh or salt. Mountain views from a cabin porch. Giving anything to anyone. It makes my heart sing. My favorite movies, which include Out of Africa, It's a Wonderful Life, and The Best Years of Our Lives. Watching individuals exceed their own expectations doesn't get much better than that. Christmas morning with my mama, daddy, and sister. Actually, any time that I had with my mama, daddy, and sister, this year will be a hard one. Quiet evenings with dear friends. Checking off that last to-do on the to-do list. Bluebirds. Puppy breath. The way my mouth feels right after my teeth have been cleaned at the dentist. Getting on the scale and realizing that I have lost 40 pounds. And finally, to round out my list of favorite things, Handel's Messiah. So with that, I hope each of you all have a blessed and happy, happy Thanksgiving week. Make it the most you can. Treasure the time with your family. Nothing is given to us for granted. Basically, it can be taken away from us at any time. So relish the time that you have and make the most of it. Happy Thanksgiving.